Hello and welcome to the Poem of the Week podcast in the Inner Sanctum. And I'm actually going to have two poems that I'm making this as confession time, because unless you've been with me for a long while, or unless you're going through diligently going through the I don't know how many it is now, but well over 100 poems anyway that we've had in the poems of the week so far. You probably wouldn't know, but I just showing my honesty that both the poems I'm going to read today we have actually featured before, one a long time ago, last August I believe, and one earlier this year, maybe January. So, but it's part of our Marian Festival here in the Poem of the Week, and I'm going to have two poems today that are inspired by and dedicated to the Blessed Virgin, both by 19th century poets. And then next week, to conclude our Marian Festival for May, we will have a poem which we haven't had before. I won't tell you what that is, but I haven't made the decision. But this week, we're going to have two poems that we have featured in the past. But again, as I said before, you don't refuse to listen to a favourite song or a favourite piece of music because you already heard it once before, and poems are pieces of music. Poetic language is musical language, lyrical poetry, as in the lyre, L-Y-R-E. So I'm sure you're not going to be too offended by the fact that I'm going back and reading for a second time two of my favourite poems. So the first is by the great romantic poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge. And it's the Virgin's Cradle Hymn. And this is copied from a print of the Virgin in a Catholic village in Germany. So what he copied was the original Latin, six lines of Latin poetry, which I shall read first. And then we have his rendition of it into English, which I shall read immediately afterwards. I'll introduce the second poem after we've read this one. So as part of our feast in honour of the Blessed Virgin for the month of May, The Virgin's Cradle Hymn by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Dormi, Jesu, Mater videt, quae tan dulcem somnum videt. Dormi, Jesu, blandule, si non dormis mater plorat, inter fila cantans orat, blande veni somnule. Sleep, sweet babe, my cares beguiling. Mother sits beside thee, smiling. Sleep, my darling, tenderly. If thou sleep not, mother mourneth, singing as her will she turneth. Come, soft slumber, balmily. Okay, wonderful. And now we're going to later in the 19th century. Coleridge, of course, was active from 1798, with the publication of Lyrical Ballads, through to his death in 1834. So the first third of the 19th century. We're now dealing with Giovanni Hopkins, who was writing in the middle to late part of the 19th century. And this is his hymn, actually. This has been set to music, but also a wonderful poem. Rosa Mystica, that's mystical rose, of course. Rosa Mystica by Gerard Manley Hopkins. The rose is a mystery. Where is it found? Is it anything true? Does it grow upon ground? It was made of earth's mould, but it went from men's eyes, and its place is a secret and shut in the skies, in the gardens of God, in the daylight divine. Find me a place by thee, mother of mine. But where was it formerly? Which is the spot that was blessed in it once, though now it is not? It is Galilee's growth. It grew at God's will and broke into bloom upon Nazareth Hill. In the gardens of God, in the daylight divine, I shall look on thy loveliness, mother of mine. What was its season then? How long ago? When was the summer that saw the bud blow? 2,000s of years are near upon past, since its birth and its bloom, and its breathing its last. In the gardens of God, in the daylight divine, I shall keep time with thee, mother of mine. Tell me the name now, tell me its name. The heart guesses easily, is it the same? Mary the Virgin, well the heart knows, she is the mystery, she is the rose. In the gardens of God, in the daylight divine, I shall come home to thee, mother of mine. Is Mary the rose then, Mary the tree? But the blossom there, who can it be? Who can her rose be? It could but be one, Christ Jesus, our Lord, her God and her Son. In the gardens of God, in the daylight divine, show me thy Son, mother, mother of mine. What was the colour of that blossom bright? White to begin with, immaculate white. But what a wild flush on the flakes of it stood when the rose ran in crimsonings down the crosswood. In the gardens of God, in the daylight divine, I shall worship the wounds with thee, mother of mine. How many leaves had it? 5 they were then, 5 like the senses and members of men. 5 is their number by nature, but now they multiply, multiply. Who can tell how? In the gardens of God, in the daylight divine, make me a leaf in thee, mother of mine. Does it smell sweet too in that holy place? Sweet unto God, and the sweetness is grace. The breath of it bathes great heaven above in grace that is charity, grace that is love. To thy breast, to thy rest, to thy glory divine, draw me by charity, mother of mine. Thank you so much for joining me as we continue our Marian Festival for the month of May in the Poem of the Week podcast in the Inner Sanctum. Until next week, when we conclude our Marian Festival, not that we'll conclude our coming back to poetry in honour of the Blessed Virgin, that's for sure. So please do join me next week for the next Poem of the Week podcast. Until then, goodbye and God bless.